stick around and enjoy the Bob McAdory Show. He's all set and ready to go.
The Bob McAdory Show. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comes the entertainment experience of a lifetime. The Bob McAdory Show. Fascinates as it reveals the tenderness of love. Inspires as it seeks the meanings of eternal
truth.
Above all,
that's right, sure. Every day from 1 to 4 on CHUM. The Bob McAdory Show.
The greatest
Great.
Strings of My Heart Contest. We here at CHUM are all proud and fond of our many listeners. So this Valentine's Day, we'd like to give you a present. Simply send in a letter to CHUM containing your name, address, and phone number. On Valentine's Day, we'll pick letters all day and award 50 listeners with a 2-pound box of Nielsen's EPD chocolates plus an album by the 101 Strings. Send your entry to Strings of My Heart Contest, CHUM, Toronto.
Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really the big shoe.
McAdory, the magnificent.
In CinemaScope. And Metro Color.
Yes, folks, it's exciting and it's great, and it's the Bob McAdory Show each afternoon on CHUM. Hey, I hear CHUM is running a fresh fruit market.
You're crazy.
No, just the other day I heard them advertising for a pear.
A pear? Oh, you mean a pair of twins.
How can you have twin pears? There's no two pears alike. I mean, it's just like snowflakes. I read all them books.
Now, you've got it all wrong. CHUM wants to hire a pair of attractive female twins.
Aha! Cherchez la femme, eh? You French radio stations are all alike.
French radio stations?
Mais oui, just like that French singer, Yves Troff. You know him? A Paris, fermez la porte.
Look, will you knock it off? Folks, we do want to hire an attractive pair of female twins able to meet the public and work days. If interested, send your names, addresses, phone numbers, age, pictures to Twins, CHUM, Toronto.
Remember, girls, you may look alike, but vive la différence! Hi, this is Bob McAdory, your host on Topic. Listeners find Topic a happy blend of music and information. Doctors and lawyers chat about everyday occurrences that concern or affect you. CHUM's Mary Helen McPhillips brings out the fascinating side and side lights of people in her searching interviews. Larry and Gary and other top comics lend a light touch of laughter to the show. There's even tips on how to keep the figure fit and the tummy trim. Folks tell us it's a pretty pleasant way to spend an hour. I invite you to listen weekdays 2 to 3 p.m. to Topic on CHUM. Hit Pickers Pops! 8 to 9 p.m. Saturdays is a very special hour on CHUM. For 60 minutes, we feature the records that are hottest with the high school guys and gals. We tabulate the current week's votes and come up with the top tunes with the teen trade. Listen Saturday for 8 to 9 p.m., CHUM's Hit Pickers Pops.
He's a go-go, Bob McAdory.
C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
Newly wed, and my wife had just cooked her first meal, sort of a monster mash. She served a glass of sherry, and for dessert, Popeye. And underneath the crust were warmed-over kisses and silver threads. It was torture. I was all set to punish her when I realized I'd left my heart in the balcony. Thank goodness it had a tag on it which read, Return to Sender, or it would have been the end. Or, as they say in Spanish, there's a finado.
Oh, woe is me. What shall I do? The mean old landlord has foreclosed the mortgage and tied me here on the railroad tracks. If someone doesn't rescue me, the 820 will run over me. Help! Help!
Have no fear, miss. My name is Bob McAdory, boy disc jockey, and I have come to rescue you.
Oh, hurry, kind sir, for I hear the train approaching.
Have no fear, pretty miss, for I have come to rescue you in the nick of time.
Hurry, hurry, the train, it's getting closer.
Well, I can't get this knot undone.
Oh, hurry, I'll be killed by the train.
Don't blame me, blame the guy who tied this knot.
Oh, please hurry, kind sir, please.
I'm sorry, honey, but that train's getting too close. I'm getting out of here.
Help! Oh, ow! Ooh. Ouch! Oh! Ooh! Ah! Oh! Ow! 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 Ooh. That's nice! Oh! Oh! Stop!
Well, I may not be very good at rescuing damsels from railroad tracks, but I'm a pretty good disc jockey, and I'm heard every day from 1 to 4 on Chum. It's coming this weekend! Chum's Memory Music Marathon. Starting Saturday morning at 6, 42 hours of your favorite pops of the past. You hear them all, the Four Seasons, Leslie Gore, Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, all your favorite memory music as tabulated from your requests and phone calls. Join us for a great whaling weekend as CHUM presents Memory Music Marathon.
CHUM, Bob McAdory.
Are you a boy 15, 16, or 17 years of age? Well, which is it? It really doesn't matter because this competition calls for brawn, not brains. It's your chance to be a Team Chum champion. If you're the kind of person who eats chicken and refuses to use a finger bowl, or isn't Fraidy Cat to go on an overnight hike, then listen, King Kong. Send your name, address, and bicep to the physical director, Central YMCA, 40 College Street. You'll receive by return mail an 8x10 photo of Charles Atlas's tattoo, suitable for framing. Hello there. This is Bob McAdory speaking. Tomorrow, I'll be the candidate for Chum's new morning mayor. Notice anything? No exciting music in the background. No trumpet fanfares. No maudlin display of unleashed emotion. No rash promises. Just me. Secure in my purple cloak of humility. I said no promises, but a request. Please listen tomorrow. Huh? Would you? I'm gonna knock 'em dead. CHUM's fastest rising record of the week. The Chum Dinger!
Ring-a-ling.
There you are, tense, rigid, taut with pent-up emotion after a grueling day at the milkshake shop, when suddenly, from out of the west, comes a Chum Jingle to the rescue. Ah, you relax, soothed by the knowledge that nothing matters, not your career, not folding brown envelopes, not even a mouse. For there, smack dab, right in the middle of the jingle, is your name. Thousands of jealous people will mill around outside your house, hoping to catch just a glimpse of your face. You stick out your famous tongue at them, for you are a name-to-fame winner. Anyone can win. Simply predict the top five records on next week's Chum Chart. Writers of the first five correct answers we select from all mail will each have a singing Chum Jingle tailored around his or her name. We'll use our regular fine singers and musicians. So predict the top five records on next week's Chum Chart and send those entries by Wednesday, November 7th to Name to Fame, CHUM, Toronto. CHUM. Terrific in traffic in Toronto. Late at night, a wary watcher might catch a glimpse of a shadow slipping through the gloom, traveling across Ontario's fields and farms, or hill and dale and bogs and fens, whatever they are. A closer look. Can it be? No, Jay Nelson's on vacation, but it is Jungle Jay the Conqueror! Jungle Jay spurned the balmy zephyrs of a southern vacation for the rigors of traveling across our province, setting his final plans to take over Ontario. Oh, give a cheer! Jay Nelson will single-handedly, because he's not ambidextrous, take over Ontario. We don't know where he's going to take it to, but watch for Jungle Jay the Conqueror, a man who can wiggle his ears.
Power playing Bob McAdory on CHUM.
Can you imagine Toronto without elephants? Say, rather try to imagine hot dogs without mustard, Beliska without George, or Dave Johnson without his stomach. Ridiculous, I hear you cry. But ridiculous as Beliska and Johnson may be, Toronto is losing its elephants to Streetsville and Uxbridge, because Torontonians continue to tell elephant jokes. Elephants despise these poor excuses for humor. Help CHUM save Toronto's elephants. If you know an elephant joke, send it in. We'll pick one day, read all these jokes on the air for the last time, then destroy the wretched material forever. Send gags to Elefunnies, CHUM, Toronto 7. If we use your gag, we'll send you $1, a peanut, and warm feelings from our gray friends everywhere. Attention, Toronto, and attention, Guelph. There's $50 for you if you can rescue the Chum Hostage.
Another Chum Bug True Confession.
Hi, folks. People used to gossip about my unsightly blemishes. My nose, my eyes, my mouth, my ears. Then a friend, turning his head away, said, "Why don't you join the Chum Bug Club?" With a cry of glee, because that was his name, Irving Glee, I joined. Within a twinkling, I won a cash prize. Now friends crowd around me because I pasted $5 bills all over my face. If you'd like to be pasty-faced, send your name and address to Chum Bug Club, Box 1050, Toronto 7. They'll send you a membership card and an autographed picture of Irving Glee.
Oh,